Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea today fired an unidentified missile from its capital, Pyongyang, that flew over Japan before landing in the northern Pacific Ocean. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the government strongly condemned the excessive provocation. He said the Japanese government will respond to the situation with the U.S., South Korea, and other related countries, including the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the latest missile launch a reckless act by the North Koreans. On a visit to storm-ravaged U.S. state of Florida, President Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned across the state.
We are there for you 100%. I'll be back here numerous times. I mean, this is a state that I know very well, as you understand, and these are special, special people, and we love them. Thank you.
There were at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida. Before that, in the Caribbean, where dozens died and devastation was widespread. An American citizen fighting for the Islamic State in Syria is in U.S. custody after surrendering to coalition-backed Syrian fighters. U.S. Defense Department has detained the American as a known enemy combatant. The Islamic State is also claiming responsibility for a gun and a car bomb attack that killed at least 60 people. That happened in southern Iraq. More than 80 others were also wounded in the attacks. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and then there was a subsequent suicide attack. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Up to 400,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh after Myanmar military offensive in the western Rakhine state that was triggered by a series of Rohingya rebel attacks that happened on August 25th on security post and an army camp in which about a dozen people were killed. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the crisis may be the defining moment of the civilian-led government with Aung San Suu Kyi as the de facto leader. We get more now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Tillerson says the international community should support Aung San Suu Kyi, but also be very clear to the military and the government power-sharing structure that this is unacceptable.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop. This persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
A forthcoming United Nations General Assembly session is scheduled to review the situation in Myanmar during two special meetings in the coming days and weeks. A spokesman for the Myanmar government confirmed that Aung San Suu Kyi will not travel to New York, but remain in Myanmar to deal with the ongoing security situation. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
President Trump says he is close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States, but that any agreement must include, in his words, massive border security. Thousands of immigration activists demonstrated in New York City in favor of continuing the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Karen Tumlin is legal director of the National Immigration Law Center.
We're calling on Congress and the president to make good on their tweets and their talk and their potential deals, and to make sure that these young people and their families are here to stay and that they have nothing to fear.
Federal judge told a government lawyer to tell his bosses that October deadline facing some young people protected by the DACA program for young immigrants needs to be extended. After a 20-year mission, including two extensions, the Cassini spacecraft will make a final depth dive into the planet Saturn. That will happen later today. Scientists and engineers say their decision to end the life of the spacecraft in this way is because of what they found during the mission, the ingredients for life on some of Saturn's moons. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.